NT Australian election, pet crocodile ban in the spotlight, date modified colon 2024-08-23T15:0031.327Z, description colon The Northern Territory is one of the last places in the country crocodiles can be kept as pets, This Australian election is about cost of living, crime, and pet crocs. Watch, NT croc owner Trevor shows off his beloved pets. Having a pet crocodile in the backyard sounds like a far-fetched Australian fable, like riding kangaroos to school or the existence of drop bears. But in the Northern Territory, NT, it's a reality. And Trevor Sullivan has 11 of the reptiles sharing his tropical home in Bachelor, about an hour south of Darwin. Among them is Big Jack, who is named after a jack-in-the-box toy due to his alarming propensity for lunging. Despite his antics, the giant predator is adored, having joined Mr. Sullivan's household as a hatchling the same day his daughter was born 22 years ago. He's been part of our family ever since. My daughter refers to him as brother. Also on the 80-acre property is Cricket, still a tiny critter, and Shaw, who, at the complete other end of the scale, is more than a century old and has truly lived a life. He's possibly seen two world wars and maybe Federation in Australia in 1901, Mr. Sullivan says of the 4.7 m, 15.4 feet, beast. He claims Shaw once killed a man, has been used for scientific research, was almost poisoned to death at a bird park, and lost half his bottom jaw in a fight at a Queensland crocodile farm, all before joining Mr. Sullivan a few years ago. The 60-year-old lights up as he tells the BBC about his crocodiles. There's nothing like them, crocodiles are the Harley Davidson of pets. But as the famously quirky region heads to the polls on Saturday, the right to own a pet croc has turned into a somewhat unlikely and very territory election issue. The cost of living, housing, and crime are the prime concerns for many voters, but Mr. Sullivan is one of scores left heartbroken after the governing Labour Party moved to ban crocodiles as pets. It is one of the last places in the country the practice is allowed, but the government says they're concerned for the well-being of both humans and the reptiles. The country Liberal Party opposition, however, has pledged its support for the practice and has promised a review of the rushed decision if elected. Getty Images, a 3-month-old saltwater crocodile hatchling. About 250,000 people call the NT home, but relatively few of them own crocodiles. The Environment Minister's office said they could not provide a figure because the government is in election caretaker mode, but previous estimates have put the number of permit holders at around 100. Many of the captive crocs are raised from hatchlings, others rehomed from farms or after causing trouble in the wild. Regulations have long dictated strict conditions about where, and under what conditions, the animals can be kept. For example, hatchlings can only live in urban areas until they are 60 centimeters long, usually about a year old, at which point they must be handed over to authorities or moved to a property outside the town limits. Under those rules, however, owners were not required to have any special training or knowledge to keep the beasts. Tom Hayes says owning or saving a crocodile is part of the territory's appeal, and one of the factors which drew his young family to the Darwin region, from Queensland, earlier this year. The 40-year-old grew up taking trips to the NT with his dad, fishing in the Mary River alongside giant crocodiles, instilling a love of predators and, eventually, a dream to have his own one day. I'm not just some dude that wants a crocodile for when I'm having a barbecue with my mates on the weekend, the tattooist and self-styled conservationist told the BBC. I wanted to have somewhere I could bring these poor old buggers and they could just live their lives out, happy, fed, not having to worry about people shooting them. Tom Hayes, Mr. Hayes runs a popular croc photography account. He was in process of adopting a mega croc when the NT government announced it would not be issuing any new permits to keep the reptiles as pets. It has left Mr. Hayes reeling and the crocodile he'd hoped to rescue at risk of being put down. NT Environment Minister Kate Worden said the decision was made after public consultation and taking into account personal safety and animal welfare concerns. Existing permits will remain valid, but transfers of permits will not be allowed. Let's remember they are an apex predator and probably not one that's best kept for captivity, Ms. Worden told reporters, adding that there were instances of crocodiles attacking their owners in the region. The new rules bring the NT in line with every other state and territory in Australia, except, oddly, Victoria, which is well outside of the comfortable climate of a saltwater crocodile. Animal activists, who had been pushing for the change, say it's a big win. While some of the people keeping crocodiles may have good intentions, no wild animal can have its needs fully met in captivity, argues Olivia Charlton, from World Animal Protection. There is no way to replicate the space and freedom these crocodiles would have in the wild, particularly given they live for up to 70 years, she said in a statement. Charles Gilliam, from the RSPCA NT, said the dangerous nature of crocodiles also made it extremely hard for authorities to regulate the program and ensure the reptiles had an acceptable standard of living and medical care. I only know one vet who's prepared to work with crocodiles, he said. As an example, Getty Images, the NT is home to the biggest saltwater crocodile population in the world, but croc owners say they had no idea the change was coming and are distressed over what may now happen to their pets. I don't think you spend many nights on the couch watching TV, snuggling with your 4.5-meter crocodile, but there's still that emotional attachment, Mr. Hayes says. They accuse the government of hiding the change in a broader crocodile management plan to avoid doing true consultation on the issue. The opposition environment spokeswoman Jo Hersey said the country Liberal Party supports the rights of territorians to own crocs as pets under a permit system and has promised the party will look at the rules if elected. Both Mr. Hayes and Mr. Sullivan said there is broad support for greater training and education requirements for permit holders. But they say the reptiles are surprisingly easy to care for and reject arguments that keeping them as pets is harmful. In the wild, they have a stretch of territory and they then have to fight to keep it. They are forever hunting for food, forever chasing off their enemies or trying to keep their girlfriends sorted, and life's pretty tough going, Mr. Sullivan says. In captivity, if they got a good enclosure, plenty of water, sunlight, a bit of shade, and food on a regular basis, they just love it. I have a river running through my property and I actually have wild crocs always trying to get in and join my mob. Getty Images, Chief Minister Eva Lawler and opposition leader Leah Finocchiaro are vying to lead the territory. The decision to end the practice is particularly bad timing for Mr. Sullivan. He listed his home and his menagerie for sale last year, so he could join his partner in New Zealand. It is a bit like a Willy Wonka story. I want some young kids, of the right nature, to take on a property full of wildlife. But that's left him with a quandary that belongs in a maths textbook. If you have 80 acres and 11 crocodiles on the market, but zero permits available to transfer, what's the answer? There is not a chance he'll euthanize his crocs, he says. I'll have to stay on the property until I die, or until something else changes. His hope is resting on the election of a CLP government on Saturday, adding he thinks it is an issue which will galvanize voters. But Mr. Hayes, on the other hand, hopes it isn't. There are greater issues at play which should decide votes, he explains, and he is optimistic that both parties will come to see sense anyway. Whoever's in needs to really look at it, it's an attack on the territory way of life. Crocodiles Wildlife Animal Welfare Australia.